brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I've been gone for a couple days, and I'm going to make up for that now. I'm very glad, very thankful that you have decided to spend time with us and to join us on this 18th day of December 2006. Genesis Radio talk show host was waylaid by the police and arrested over the weekend. We'll get into that story at the bottom of this hour. We then have a documentary filmmaker who was at a U.S. military base 1 year after McVeigh had supposedly left the military. It was a U.S. military base specializing in demolition, and he videotaped, and we now have the video and stills going up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com today. We now have these and are getting them up on the site right now. Proof of McVeigh still in the military at a demolitions training school on a U.S. military base. You got to give credit where credit is due. Guess who broke this story? It's just now coming out, and we were contacted by the editor at Hustler Magazine, the only folks out there in mainstream media land that had the courage to put this report out. So I really don't want to hear criticisms that, oh, you're interviewing someone whose report got in Hustler. By hook or by crook, we are getting this information out to the American people, and we're doing a report on today. The editor over at the magazine was very gracious to contact us and put us in contact with the man who was at the base and shot the video of this. The video came in over the weekend, and I guess my folks were waiting for me to tell them what to do with it, but we're in there right now. We've got the stills in the video. Strangely enough, the video is acting weird in several of our DVD players because it's on a different format, but we are struggling to get it captured. And I did just see McVeigh's little face there in a Humvee right before I ran in to the studio to do the live radio transmission. And so we have the filmmaker who was there at the base joining us in the second hour. This is huge. We know McVeigh was a U.S. government agent, just like the supposed hijackers were. We know that he'd been sheep-dipped or brought into covert operations. They'd staged his discharge. We know that the Iraqis involved in the operation were brought into the U.S. at the end of the Gulf War and are U.S. government agents and were protected. And we know there are 5,000 Iraqis in this country right now. And if the New World Order gives a simple order, they will blow up chemical plants, police facilities, federal buildings, coast to coast. The New World Order can bring the country to its knees within a matter of hours, and this is what they've always had planned. They have many other contingency operations to destroy our infrastructure instantly. And so the police and military need to know who's going to do it when they do it. But I know you'll just be patriotic and wave a plastic desecrated American flag made by a Chinese slave and won't listen to me. You'll probably put me in a FEMA camp for trying to warn you and trying to save this country. I understand what it's like to be an evil American al-Qaeda now, as Laura Ingraham and others have said, because I know al-Qaeda is al-Qaeda. I'm a bad person, ladies and gentlemen. I have committed many, many crimes here of trying to save the Republic. So that's coming up in the second hour, just unbelievable exclusive that has been shared with us by Larry Flint. I tell you, truth is stranger than fiction here. New Oklahoma City bombing evidence. Was there a government cover-up? And it goes into it in great detail. Unbelievable issue here. And no, I'm not talking about Jenna Jameson being unbelievable. This report is unbelievable. And then we have another huge guest, Professor Francis A. Boyle, joining us about the government launching the anthrax attacks in the third hour.
It's year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Attention, attention, everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, Wrist Ease provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, wristease.com. Once again, wristease.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in the third hour, the 1 o'clock hour Central Standard Time, we're going to be interviewing Francis A. Boyle. He's written the book Destroying World Order, U.S. Imperialism in the Middle East, Before and After September 11th. And let me tell you a little bit about him. U.S. government biological weapons legislator says 2001 anthrax attacks, part of government biowarfare program. Now, we already knew this, but he's a real expert. Expert says FBI covered up the plot to attack Congress, which may have been perpetrated by the same people who carried out September 11th. This is a big report from InfoWars.net that came out last week. The real culprits behind the 2001 attacks against Congress were most likely U.S. government scientists at the Army's Fort Detrick, Maryland Bioterrorism Lab, according to a former government biological weapons legislator and University of Illinois professor. Francis A. Boyle says the FBI covered up these facts and has also been quite clearly stated that he doubts the official government story that 19 Arab hijackers with box cutters perpetrated the attacks of 9/11. Boyle is a leading American professor, practitioner, and advocate of international law. He was responsible for drafting the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989, the American implementing legislation for the 1972 Biological Weapons Convention. He served on the board of directors of Amnesty International and represented Bosnia and Herzegovina at the World Court. Professor Boyle teaches international law at the University of Illinois, Champaign. He holds a doctorate of law, magna cum laude, as well as a Ph.D. in political science, both from Harvard University. And he basically says it's a U.S. government anthrax attack on the American people and on Democratic members of Congress. And we'll also pick his brain on a stratagem to impeach the arch criminal puppet, George W. Bush. So that's coming up in the third hour. This came in Friday. I knew that last week we've been contacted by the editor of Hustler magazine, contacted us and said, we know that you're one of the few outlets that's probably got the courage to run with this. And I was aware that there had been reports that McVeigh had stayed in the U.S. military and the Army, that he had been, quote, sheep dipped. That's when they, you know, stage your death in some radical cases. In most cases, they discharge you. And then you really carry out covert operations. You really get brought into the operations of the National Security Council, the president. Sometimes you work for the CIA. Sometimes you work for private corporations. And we knew that McVeigh was part of a larger program. We have the famous photos taken at Fort Gruper there in Oklahoma just a few weeks before 9/11 by some pilots that shows the Ryder truck, what looks like the exact Ryder truck, being loaded out of a huge fuel oil tank. I mean, we have that. In fact, we've got to go to America Destroyed by Design, Kevin, after you leave during the segment. Tell Aaron later, after he's posted the photos, posted the video of McVeigh. This is bombshell stuff, folks. Huge exclusive here. That I just thought of that Camp Gruber video we have of the Ryder truck at the base. I had forgotten about that, so we need to integrate that. But this is a documentary filmmaker who was at another base. This is a year after McVeigh supposedly got out of the Army. You know, ooh, been discharged. He didn't do a good job. He's bad. Here he is in his uniform running around at a base that specializes in demolitions training. This is unbelievable. And this should be on every national television program. It should be in every newspaper, every magazine. And we're here trying to force this over the edge. This will not be the first time that Hustler magazine has broken national stories. They've exposed a lot of pervert Republicans. They've exposed just countless stories that go national. And I hope and pray that this story does go national. Larry Flint, love him or hate him, say what you want about him. Hi, I'm Larry Flint. I interviewed him about, what was it, 8-9 years ago. Say what you want about Larry Flint. The guy certainly is not controlled and does whatever he wants. And he's got a huge article basically coming out saying that all the evidence points towards the government being involved in the attacks. And that's the evidence that we have. And I can only commend their editor, who I've had a chance to talk to. He's a listener to the show. In fact, he says he listens daily there at the office, the head honcho over there, and here it is, hard-hitting reporting. And yes, coming up in the new year, there's going to be a cover story about 9/11 being an inside job in Hustler. So I guess Larry Flint knows what sells, and that's the truth. All is being born here. You know, it's being laid bare. Let me tell you, I don't normally have a Hustler on my desk. I do here in front of me, this type of reporting could bring down the New World Order. Kevin Smith, tell us about the gentleman that's joining us coming up in 45 minutes and 40 seconds.
Well, I heavily redacted that Hustler for you, so you won't see any naughty bits, just the stories, Alex.
That's right. In fact, you've given me, you've reprieved me here, the torture, of the female form, so I can simply, you've got me a Xerox copy of this. Now you've been talking to the editor a lot more than I have, because I was out of town last week, and I talked to him briefly last week before I left. Now, we're going to write our own story, and really they're giving us an exclusive. We have been sent video that they obviously can't put in a magazine. We have video of McVeigh and Murphy's Law. It is crashing in our computer. We've had this before. It's some type of DVD format, but we're getting bits and pieces of it. It looks like we were able to capture the video of McVeigh. I have seen it. We have stills of McVeigh at the base. This guy's a documentary filmmaker. It's on record that he saw McVeigh, and he's speaking out now, and this fits in with all the other intel we have. Give us a brief rundown, Kevin, of what's coming up.
Well, you're going to hear from William Bean, and he was in South Dakota scouting this location for a movie, and he just was going about his business filming scenes, and he had some interaction with troops, and this base specializes in engineering and demolitions. And this fellow turns around, it looks like a Humvee or some sort of half-track vehicle, and it looks like McVeigh. It really looks like McVeigh. And the problem is this is in the late summer of 93, a full year after he was supposedly out of the military. He came back. He got a Bronze Star in the first Gulf War. He came back. He tried out for Special Forces. Apparently didn't make it into Special Forces. He says he was assigned to a special project group. He joined a reserve unit, I believe in Pennsylvania, for about 6 months. And then in May, June of 92, he was discharged from that. So this is a full year after he was out of regular military and reserves that he shows back up. And we'll have these images posted on the site. There are the voice analysis prints that experts have done. They get into the measuring the teeth, the eyes, you know how they do, cheekbones, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it's biometric.
Exactly, before I guess we had it all. But it's pretty interesting. This man didn't know what he really had, and it wasn't until the McVeigh trial that a light bulb went off. Before then, all of a sudden, he gets introduced to this man that was a former Intel Air Force officer who starts shadowing him around. We've got his voice, his phone logs of the calls, the hang-ups, the weird circumstances around that went on for years. And Mr. Bean will be on here in a few minutes to discuss all these things with you. But we've been talking to Mark Johnson at Hustler. This actually just came out this month, even though it's the February issue. So we wanted to hold off until it made it into newsprint and then come on and bring Bill Bean on. And you mentioned the 9/11 articles. That will actually hit the newsstands and subscribers January 9th, and it is the March issue, and it's a big expose on 9/11. So hats off to Larry Flint and Mark Johnson.
This is powerful, though. I mean, reading over this article, I mean, there it is. That is Timothy McVeigh, 110%, looking right out of the armored vehicle. I mean, that's him right there. But folks, we've got the photos digitally for them. For you going up, we've got the video going up. Paul Watson, or later in the afternoon, will have a report done on this. And this is just huge. Bill Bean has a lot of courage, and what he's doing is going to make him a lot safer. By the way, when I was out of town, I did get a call, and now I have his name of the source with the Muckraker report, who heard the Israelis speaking in Hebrew there at that New Jersey cemetery months before 9/11, saying when the towers come down, they'll know what terrorism is like. I now have gotten a message from him. I've got his full name, and we're now in negotiations to get him on the radio show on that front. So this is just getting bigger and bigger by the minute, all the different reports that we have here. But the video has not been seen before. And you've talked to Mr. Bean. We've been authorized to post this. And if we have to, we'll go out and find we've got three DVD players. It's having trouble on all three. We were able to play it. We were able to see it. We're having trouble capturing it. But we're going to get it captured come hell or high water. And we're going, or the hair lips the admiral, as they say. And we'll get him to send us another one. But this is just unbelievable. Now, did you scan this to make me copies of this article?
Just use the copier out of the magazine itself.
Yeah, why don't you, so Paul has this, can you scan this and shoot these over to Watson or shoot him the text somehow so that he can work off of their report too, so we can get a report out on this as quickly as possible. I mean, this is live here at this office, just a few people, and we're doing the amount of reporting of 20 or 30 people here at the office. All right, now get this devilish magazine out of here. Oh, that catches the building on fire. All right, we'll be right back, get into the national news, the local news. We got Jack Blood, who was beat up by the cops, coming on the transmission as well. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps, and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want, to be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Well on the way,
Jack Blood got roughed up by the Lordships Saturday night here in Austin, Texas. And it's just a classic story of where Jack saw a guy getting beat up, so he went to the person's aid, the attackers, I guess the muggers or whatever they are, ran off. And then he simply helped the man who had his nose broken, had to go to the hospital. And when the cops showed up, they just went ahead and maced him and then took him to jail and then forced him to give a urine sample so they could then try to use that against him, hoping something was in his urine. This is America. This is the world, though. This is the predatory system. And this weekend, I was in Los Angeles. Well, you know I wasn't here Thursday or Friday. I left Thursday. It was on business. But I did have some time to watch television. I tend to watch television because in between meetings, I just sit there in the hotel room for a couple hours at a stretch. And I was watching news, and I saw a cop show where a fella pulled over to on the side of a country road, but a surveillance camera was picking it up, to use the bathroom. This was in England, and he was urinating. And the police pull over, and they ticket him, and it went on to say that he would be charged with a sexual offense. Then I was watching another cop show the next day, a totally separate one, and it showed them giving someone a ticket in England again. So this must be what the surveillance cameras are for. And I thought back to the big road trips we would take when I was a child. We would, about twice a year for about 2 weeks, vacation was important to my parents to travel and make sure I was well-traveled. We'd drive from Texas to D.C., or we'd drive from Texas to Canada, or we'd drive from Texas to the Keys of Florida and back, or we'd drive through the Southwest and into, you know, the mountains and up into Wyoming and Idaho. And back then, most of you remember this, you saw cars everywhere. Back then there weren't as many gas stations, but still there are a lot of areas where you won't see a gas station for 200 miles, 100 miles. People pull over, and you know, they go behind a bush, or you do whatever you can, but you use the bathroom. And you notice you don't see that anymore, because Americans know you will be charged as a sex offender. And tens of thousands of people in the sexual predator registry, sex offender registry, is for being caught urinating on the sides of roads. And that's just an illustration of taking normal behavior, and criminalizing it, saying you can't do that. You can't do that. In fact, I have he's dead now, actually. As a friend of one of my friend's dads who worked at a chemical plant in Houston, and he had, I don't know why I'm adding that part, he had diabetes. And one time around the campfire, he was telling the story when we were deer hunting about how he had to pull over. This is just, I don't know, like 7, 8 years ago. I think it's about 9, 10 years ago, actually. How he had to pull over to use the bathroom, and he said because of the type of diabetes he had, sometimes he had to, you know, go like every hour, and they ticketed him, and he had to beg not to be arrested, beg the cop, please, sir, I have to go. Well, you should just go in your pants. And then, of course, there's those police state reports all over the country where you refuse to give a urine or blood sample at the hospital when they take you, so they taser you. Remember that big Miami case, and then it turned out it was happening, and they call it pain compliance, and it's no longer torture, it's pain compliance. And they keep tasering and tasering till you, quote, submit. So just an illustration of the police state we live in Europe and the U.S. and England, where things that just 25, 30 years ago were normal. And you all remember as a child pulling over, and your parents, you had to go. You know, adults could hold it. You could, okay, pull over, run over behind that bush. The whole family gets charged as sex predators. Get you into that system. That's what it's all about in America. Got another one here. Model pupil ends up with criminal record for a push in the playground. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Got a good friend I've known for about 6 years named Robert. He's a, he does record work. He's also a repo man. And you know, he's helped us out on some stories. He's also given us some big stories with Austin police forcing strippers to service them when they pull them over for DUIs. Also, he got us a report where they came into a house and shot the lab a couple times in the head. Well, he got so sick of this that he mounted his record truck as well as his personal car, something we recommended years ago that a lot of people have done, with hidden cameras and a VCR built into the dash. And you just punch a button to make it start recording when you get pulled over. They pull him over. They want to search the vehicle. He says no. He gets out. They start searching, and then the cop talks about how he would like to kill him. And they find a picture of one of his friends who had been in Iraq. And it's clearly a person in the Army, in their Army uniform, with their M16. And the cop starts going, ooh, look what I found. We've got to call in the special units, the anti-terror units. He gives the code for the anti-terror intelligence squad. Because in the glove compartment, after a long search, we've got like 30 minutes up. We just put a few minutes up to spare you. It's up on JonesReport.com right now. This is the mentality. This is the mindset. And the female cop is joking. They're like looking in his Gatorade bottle and looks like tea, smells like tea. She sounds like a gang member. She goes, shake it up. In fact, I know I sent you that clip, John. I forgot to tell you. It's the last few minutes of the clip, maybe for the end of this hour. Did you see that clip I sent you? Yeah, just now I know they're cussing on it. Did we cut out the cussing, or do you need to cut that out? Yeah, cut the cops cussing out. Let's do that for them. I tell you, John does the work of 10 people too, just like we do here at this office. And the reason I'm introing it with, you get a sexual predator charge if you're caught urinating on the side of the road, you know, even in the bushes, with nothing around, you know, but cows for miles and grasshoppers. I've got reports here where people are being arrested for playing tag now. Dodgeball's been banned coast to coast. Look at this story right here. Model pupil ends up with criminal record for a push in the playground. The police were accused of invading the classroom last night after a 14-year-old schoolboy ended up with a criminal record for pushing over a boy he suspected of bullying his younger brother. Now, in the past, they would just give you a paddling or you get in trouble, or they'd say, good job, you're standing up to a bully. Not anymore. The boy is a perfect student who is described as a model pupil by his school, was given a formal reprimand by officers after an investigation. His name and offense have now been placed in a national police computer database. He is reprimanded for violent crime. So, this is America, where you draw a picture of your father, who's a Marine Corps captain. This is a real story. Happened 2 years ago. We interviewed the family, model student again on the honor roll. Football team, teacher's pet, doing a great job. And in the art class, they said, draw a picture of somebody in your family. Drew a picture of his father with an M16. Police were called. He was taken into, quote, protective custody to make sure a SWAT team was on standby. And they suspended him. I think it was like 3 days. You've all heard about the cases where it's always a valedictorian or a salutatorian. We've interviewed them as well. Where in one case, it was an after-school party, last day of school for her favorite teacher who was attending one of the student clubs, and she brought a cake and, you know, the little Dixie cup plastic boxes that have, say, 10 spoons, 10 forks, 10 knives. Security guard said, oh, what is that in your bag? He did the cursory search. That's freedom in America. Found those and said, under zero tolerance, this serrated edge butter knife, and she was arrested. She was stripped of her last semester, had to go to summer school just to graduate, and lost her. In that case, she was a salutatorian. In another case, a girl was moving out that weekend because she was the valedictorian and she wanted to start college that summer. That's how those types are. Didn't want to wait, wanted to start college immediately. Had the pickup truck loaded with all her stuff, and her mother had given her a new set of utensils, you know, the stainless steel type, and it had serrated butter knives in it. Cops saw it, called the police, or the security guard saw it, called them, and she was arrested and lost her. Go pull those reports up. You think I'm joking? This is America. This is land of the slaves, home of the cowards. And we do not deserve to be called land of the free, home of the brave. We are pathetic. And we're going to get this country back. We have to set about relearning what it is to be an American and having some shame for what we've turned into. Jack Blood's program comes on right after mine each day from 2 to 4 p.m. Central Time here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network. I'm looking for my report here. I had it in the stack, the report that he put out that we posted on PrisonPlanet.com. Here it is. Internationally known radio talk show host roughed up by Austin, Texas cops. And on Sunday, late Saturday night, syndicated radio host Jack Blood was pepper sprayed and arrested. by Austin PD. And we'll tell, you know, the Arab League is the comedy group. They're white guys. And, you know, they go out and jump around like Arabs and dressed up in the headdresses talking about how the government carried out 9/11. In fact, why don't we have time to play a little bit of that. Well, here's the man it happened to, Jack Blood. Jack, how you doing today?
I'm okay, Alex. Thanks for having me on the show. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you for coming on. You know, you're lucky. You're only being charged with some low-level stuff. If you would have been caught, you know, shoving a bully or urinating on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere, you'd be charged with felonies.
Well, I actually expected to get a lot more charges than I did, but I think that they started to feel a little humiliated about what they had done to me, at least on an administrative level, and tried to reduce it to just enough of a charge to justify arresting me and putting me through the hell that they did.
Now, you actually went out and helped somebody that just suddenly you walk out the back door, no doubt smoking cigarettes is why you're out there. You can't smoke in bars here. You've been hearing some local music. You walk out the back. What do you see?
You actually can smoke at the Jackalope, which is why I go there.
Oh, good.
They are flying in the face of the so-called cigarette laws.
Well, that is interesting. Most bars in Austin and restaurants are ignoring the law, but go ahead.
They're really good people, and we know a lot of the people there. In fact, the guy that was getting attacked works at the Jackalope. What had happened, Alex, and I got some of this after the fact, was one of the employees at the Jackalope on 6th Street saw a number of kids pissing in the alley. So here we go again. And he asked them politely to please not piss in the alley where he'd have to walk through it. They attacked him.
We have a lot of children listening. Urinate,
I'm sorry.
So, again, we're back to this. I must be psychic. I brought up the stories about the cops. Okay. So they were engaging in felony sex crimes in the back. Okay.
And they just attacked him for saying that. He threw his bike at them, and they attacked him. And so I'm just standing at the back of the door with some of our fans and friends in the back, and we just see this melee come down the alley, Alex, and the next thing I know, this kid who's being attacked by two Mexicans is unconscious, and they are continuing to beat him. So really, I asked myself, what would Alex Jones do? Now, I mean, I really just didn't even think about it. I rushed into the affair to protect this kid. I fended off the attackers. I stood over the body. The kid was unconscious. At that point, I wasn't even sure if he was dead, Alex, to be honest with you. He looked so bad. Blood was coming out of his nose and gushing out of his nose. I stood over the guy to make sure that no one else would come in and attack him when he was so defenseless. And the next thing I know, Alex, I'm being maced in the face and arrested very violently, I might add. And here's the problem. Okay, I understand that this is a difficult situation for the police officers. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. But they didn't ask any questions. They didn't try to find out who these attackers were. They did no investigation. They didn't ask anyone what my role was in this whole thing. They just drug me off to jail. And the humiliation that I took while being in custody of our finest here for 12 hours was really beyond description. I mean, I've barely told the tip of the iceberg of the story.
That's right. You've got a big cut. First break down the physical roughing up, and then not letting you use the bathroom. I don't know why this is the theme today, but
yeah.
Go over that.
Well, look, I mean, again, here's the problem. I shouldn't have been arrested in the first place, but they haul me off to jail. And I got to tell you, Alex, I was very indignant. I didn't take it lightly, okay? I didn't sit down. I wasn't a good boy. I didn't behave myself. And I was immediately thrown into a cell with four or five very aggressive police officers, still handcuffed the entire time.
Well, let's back up. I mean, so you fend off these guys. I mean, did you punch them? Did you kick them?
I didn't have to. Once they took a look at me, they didn't really want any piece of it, Alex. So as soon as I jumped in and I got in my combat pose, they took off. They didn't want any part of it.
Fire breathing. Okay, so King Kong jumps in there. They scurry off. What happens next?
Okay, so as I said, I'm standing over this guy who's unconscious on the sidewalk. My wife is cradling his head and trying to help him. People are calling 911.
Very Al-Qaeda-ish.
There's there's a mob kind of gathering around. And the next thing I know, without even any identification, Alex, here's the thing. It's not get down on the ground, I'm the police, you know, no warning whatsoever. I'm grabbed. I think what I heard from witnesses is I turned around to face who was grabbing me. I was then maced directly into the eyes and blinded and violently handcuffed, so much so that I have a very deep 2-inch gash on my hand just from that.
But see, that's not safe for the police officer itself. They should announce themselves instead of just jumping on people.
Well, I would think, and I wasn't doing anything wrong, per se, other than I was standing at the wrong place at the wrong time. Now, again...
Okay,
I,
now they take you to jail. I'm sure you're saying you got the wrong guy. I mean, did you start explaining to the cop that, hey, you just made somebody who was innocent?
I did, and I told them that I was with the media, and of course, just like when I had my incident with TSA many years ago, they laughed in my face. Oh, you're not with the media. They didn't believe me. Because I'm trying to let them know that, you know, hey, look, you better treat me the best way you know how to treat someone, because if you don't, here I am today, I guess, as living proof is what will happen.
But, now I do the opposite. I just shut up, because I want to see what they're really going to do.
Yeah, well, you know, at this point, I mean, I just wanted it to be over with.
I understand.
So I get in, they bring me into the facilities, holding facilities, along with a number of other key Al-Qaeda offenders. And I wasn't quiet, so at this point, this is the point where they took me into a back cell, where I was in a cell with four or five police who were berating me. Here's the thing, Alex. On the one hand, they're trying to take my blood pressure and trying to give me some kind of a medical assistance, because I guess being maced...
That's their excuse to get your blood and try to criminally charge you, hoping you're on drugs.
Well, I didn't volunteer that. Because this was not going very well, I had another incident with a police officer in the cell. This is when I asked if I could go to the bathroom the first time, and this is when the first officer told me that I could just go into my pants. But I told them, Alex, I said, look... I'm not going to go in my pants, and this will get extremely ugly if you don't let me go to the bathroom. At that point, they let me urinate into a drain in this cell. It was at that point I was strapped to a gurney and sent to Breckenridge Hospital, which I've overheard a number of nurses call Crackenridge, I guess, because of all the crack casualties that end up there. And I was violently, again, handcuffed to a gurney. The handcuffs were so tight, Alex, that I couldn't feel... the blood moving in my left hand, and my arm was swelling up the size of the handcuffs themselves. I was tied to this gurney by these handcuffs for probably 4 hours, again, asking multiple times, can I go to the restroom? Can I go to the restroom? Again told, ha ha ha, I can just go in my pants. I was finally given a bottle to use. And here's
that's the whole setup. I mean, I'm sure you've seen the reports where they taser people to make them give samples.
Well, and here's the thing, and I would not allow them to keep that that urine sample. And here's where, again, by my protesting to, I wanted to physically watch them pour that down the drain. And by my protesting...
Well, you have to, because then it'll be a violation of your Fourth Amendment, and they're known to frame people.
Right. So, and this is when I made a point... that I did not want them keeping my urine. This is when Officer Harvey got extremely violent with me again, right in the middle of the hospital, and nearly broke my arm to get me back into custody at the holding facilities.
Now, I mean, what position were you in at that time?
Well, I mean, I was laying down on the gurney, and he went to get me up, and I said, look, I'm not going anywhere until, because the doctor who, as you read in the story...
What did he do, like grab the cuffs and jerk them, or what did he do?
Exactly. Jerked my wrist nearly up to my neck. I mean, I thought he was going to break my arm.
Well, he can beat the rap, but he can't beat the ride. You just need to go ahead and sue him personally.
Well, here's the thing, Alex.
And you'll be insured to at least cost him a lot of money.
I'm probably not going to sue, but here's the thing about Officer Harvey. When I told him that I might consider suing, he literally bragged about the fact that he was already being sued.
So well, he has a history. Sue him some more.
He has a history of this. This guy is, I have to say I was berating the guy for 3 or 4 hours. This was my revenge, is to make his life a living hell.
That's right. You say in the article you wouldn't let him sleep.
I would not allow him to sleep. I was telling him about 9/11. I was telling him about a lot of the work that we do. I was telling him about police violence. I told him that he would make a great Secret Service officer, and that maybe I could help him get a job in the Secret Service. But, I mean, here's the thing. I cannot comply when I'm not being respected by my jailers. Whenever they respected me, I complied, and I was very calm and very nice.
Well, look, they've standardized torture in the jails, And that's why four of the prisons around Austin in the last 5 years have been shut down for literally making rape videos, raping men. I mean, the jailers throughout history always turn into creatures far worse than their wards.
Well, and this actually gets worse, Alex. It went on and on and on and on for hours. I mean, I have quite a story to tell here, and I don't think we probably have the
time.
Well,
in the 12 hours, I mean, just hit the low points. What happened?
Well, again, getting out of the hospital, having to leave my urine sample, my blood sample at the hospital, and I was, again, dragged off back to the holding facilities where I was left in deplorable conditions. The only water in these holding facilities, Alex, was a men's room bathroom sink, which was full of vomit. That was the only place to...
No, I know. I've been in the Austin jail down on 7th Street. Let me describe it. And I hate to be gross, but vomit... mucus and feces smeared all over the walls, at least in the cells I've been in.
Well, then I had a run-in, I guess, with this female sheriff in the holding facility who was very upset with me, Alex, for wanting to go to sleep after being awake for 24 hours, threw me in a 3x3 holding or 5x5 holding cell, as you say, covered with mucus,
well, by
where
the way,
I stayed for 4 hours
Austin has the next to the record not even per capita, not just per capita, total, record deaths in the state of Texas. You're lucky they didn't hang you high in there. They love it, and they do it on almost a monthly basis.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You can go to JonesReport.com and watch the undercover video inside the car. The police don't know it's rolling, where they've got him at the back of the car. And they're talking about, oh, look, a picture of a guy with a gun and camo. It's his friend in the Army. in the glove compartment with a bunch of other photos of friends. And then she says, oh, he had a gun. He goes, no, if he had a gun, he'd be dead. And they're like, oh, too bad we can't find anything to get him. I mean, it's just so sick. I mean, you turn loose a bunch of people. You don't keep them in line. The society itself's turned into gang member land. You're going to have a problem. And all the bullies from the you knew in childhood, folks, are in the system now. And it's only going to get worse until we turn it around. Jack, why do you think then if they were going to try to charge you with a bunch of other stuff? I mean, you're lucky. I've seen video, and we put it in documentaries, where people don't even touch the cops, like Oza Motley. They beat them up and then charge you with assaulting them. So right now, what are they charging you with? I mean, why do you think...
with public intoxication, which is a standard charge down on 6th Street. Everybody coming in through there gets the standard charge, and it really is pretty generic. I got to tell you, the reason why I don't think they charge me with more was because of the great doctor at Breckenridge Hospital, who was a fan of mine and yours, Alex, and told me and the police officer several times what a big fan he was. And I think at that point, they started to understand that I really was with the media, and I think they kind of wanted this just to go away. I am, of course, going to be contesting these charges. And let me just say again that the hospital staff at Breckenridge was extremely helpful and professional to me, as were the ambulance drivers, who were just a par excellence as far as dealing with me, and extremely kind, generous, and very, very professional. So they should be commended. But here's how it works, and this really, I think, is very backwards. It doesn't matter what kind of medical condition you have, doesn't matter what you might want to ask, such as being able to go to the bathroom, et cetera, et cetera. Everything has to be cleared by your jailer who sits with you in the hospital. So no matter what you're complaining about, what health problems you might have, they have to ask police officer if it's okay
to work with you. He went to medical school. You didn't know that all police have a medical degree?
And thanks to one of the nurses, the policeman, his name is Officer Harvey, a.k.a. Roid Boy, had to loosen my handcuffs because it was, again, cutting off circulation. My wrist is still extremely swollen.
Now, Jack, we don't know that about him.
Well, I do.
We do know. Well, we do know, though, that that we're going to have to investigate the story, and that it's too bad that this happened to you. Frankly, that's why I don't really get anywhere near 6th Street anymore, because it's got some good restaurants down there. Because I've had guys that I knew at the gym back in college who no doubt have a hormone imbalance, and they are literally just out there starting fights. I know big bouncers who are now cops, and they just want to beat people up. And
Hey, let me say this. One of my listeners wrote me and made a good point. He said that they put all of these Nazi cops, the worst cops possible, down on 6th Street to deal with what goes on down there. And I sympathize with him, because I know some of the nonsense that happens down on 6th Street. But, I mean, here you have this magnet, all of these bars and clubs down there. It draws everybody down, as you know, Alex, into Austin, Texas. And then, again, if you don't... if you find yourself like I did, trying to defend somebody who was helpless on the ground, and you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, I mean, you just suffer along with everybody else.
Well, that's really the shame here, is you did the Good Samaritan thing, but it's the old African saying, no good deed will go unpunished. But the key here is that I don't know what happened to 6th Street, because I think the bad cops have driven folks out, or maybe the gang members have. 10, 15 years ago, 6th Street had a lot of nice people. It was fun. Now I go down there, and a lot of it's just thugs everywhere, so it's a mess.
Well, I want to thank the people at the Jackalope down there who are also very helpful. We have a lot of witnesses to this, Alex, including the young man who was attacked and beat up. He had a broken nose and several injuries himself.
Are you going to interview him today on your show?
I don't know if I'll have him on today. I want to see. I have a court appearance on Wednesday. I'm going to see how this goes, and then we'll figure out how to proceed from there.
Okay. Well, we're glad you got out in one piece, Jack.
Thank you very much for having me on, Alex.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.